Hi, everyone. Thanks for making us a part of your week. My name is Megan Whalen, and this is Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of February 23rd to March the 2nd.
And I'm Jeff Green. We've got another busy show for you again. On this week's edition, we'll introduce you to the new editor of the Newfoundland Quarterly. A well-known name from the arts community landed that gig earlier this year.
As well, we'll tell you about a Grenfell student who's representing Aboriginal youth at the Canada Winter Games.
The countdown is on for the Mun Volunteer Days 2007. We'll let you know how to nominate worthy volunteers from the university community.
And we'll tell you about a unique event slated for next week that'll test your linguistic capabilities.
And we'll also help you fill up your calendars with our Week Ahead segment. There's a great deal to get to on this week's show. To get us started, here's Megan with our lead story.
It's a huge undertaking and a first for the university. Memorial's Department of Human Resources will roll out its first comprehensive employee survey next week. The idea for the project came out of Dr. Shirley Cates' report late last year. Dr. Cates was commissioned by Memorial to undertake an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the employment experiences of a former faculty member. Her report also studied the university's policies, procedures, and practices on harassment and to determine whether the university's climate is supportive and welcoming to women. Rather than limit the survey to just female employees, though, officials decided to include every employee. Staff and faculty members from the St. John's campus, Marine Institute, and Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College will get the survey starting on February 26th. They have until March 9th to complete the surveys. This is the first university-wide survey ever conducted, and the results, which will be publicized by April 16th, will form the foundation from which future initiatives will evolve. Memorial has contracted Brock University to complete the confidential and voluntary survey. It can be filled out either online or on paper. Lisa Hollett is the director of Memorial's Department of Human Resources. She said that while the survey will take some time to fill out, it's important to get everyone's opinion. She said it's necessary to measure the current working environment at Memorial.
This is the first time that Memorial has undertaken such a broad-based comprehensive survey. We hope to repeat it every other year in order to be able to better measure our results. It's important for everyone to complete a survey because the more people who have input into it, the more valid the outcome, the more valid the results, and the more valid the responses are going to be on the part of the university.
To learn more about this story, visit today.mun.ca.
One of the province's best-known freelance arts journalists now has landed a permanent gig at Memorial. St. John's native Joan Sullivan is the new editor of the Newfoundland Quarterly, one of the oldest magazines in Canada. She replaced Dr. Linda Whalen in January. The Quarterly is owned by Memorial and operates as a separately incorporated entity. Ms. Sullivan is a respected journalist with two decades of experience. Her work has appeared in the Globe and Mail, and she has freelanced with the CBC. She's also an actor, playwright, and director, on top of being an author. Ms. Sullivan says she's thrilled to join the Quarterly, which first began publishing in 1901. Though she's only on the job a month and a half, Ms. Sullivan is already moving ahead with plans for the publication.
I would like to improve the content. I would like to be a professionally written inside. I'll do some writing there too, but that's my goal now. And also to unite it a little bit in terms of the theme will apply to several of the features that appear in it, and there'll also be more cover story type designs to it as well.
To read more about Joan Sullivan's appointment with the Quarterly, pick up the latest issue of the Gazette or visit today.mun.ca.
Grenfell College in Corner Brook will be heavily involved with the 20th anniversary celebration of the March Hare. The March Hare is an annual poetry and music festival which got its start in Corner Brook but has since branched out across the province. In fact, this year the Hare will travel to Toronto and then on to Ireland. Following the tour of Ireland, the poetry festival will make its way across the province, culminating in a three-day event in Corner Brook. Grenfell English professor Adrian Fowler has just completed an anthology of March Hare poetry that will be launched at the Corner Brook campus on March the 9th. The book launch will feature readings by retired faculty member and current National Poet Laureate John Steffler and Randy Meggs, professor of English at Grenfell, both of whom participated in the first March Hare 20 years ago. Newfoundland musician Pamela Morgan will release a CD of March Hare music in tandem with the book launch. Dr. John Ashton, principal of Memorial's West Coast campus, said Grenfell will be represented at each and every event during the festival. He said the university's participation in these events is a demonstration of the commitment to the arts community, as well as to the creative output of our own faculty, staff, and students.
Well, staying with news from our province's West Coast for another few moments, the artwork of visual arts student Jordan Bennett will be part of the celebrations of the 2007 Canada Winter Games in the Yukon. The third-year visual arts student at Grenfell College has been chosen as an Aboriginal representative for the game's National Artist Program. The program brings together young artists from across the country to showcase their artistic abilities and commitment to collaborative work at the games. The artists will be teamed with inspirational mentors, managers, and northern artists and will work under the leadership of an accomplished artistic director. The two-week residency results in three presentations of new collaborative and multidisciplinary work titled Defining Moments at the Yukon Arts Center. Mr. Bennett left for the Yukon on Wednesday, and he will return home to this province on March the 11th.
High school student Luann Crocker will be representing Newfoundland when she competes in the International Brain Bee Competition in Baltimore, Maryland. The grade 11 student from Harbor Grace beat out nearly 30 other students from Newfoundland and Labrador in the Provincial Brainstorm Competition by proving her knowledge of the brain and nervous system. The Brainstorm Competition is organized by the Society for Neuroscience at Memorial. It has been an annual competition since 2000, but this is the first year that students from across the province have participated. The competition aims to teach students about different career paths, including research in neuroscience, while also testing students on their knowledge of the brain and nervous system. Participants answered questions about how the brain relates to intelligence, memory, emotions, stress, sleep, and brain disorders. In addition to the Brainstorm competition, the local chapter of the Society for Neuroscience is organizing a brain art competition in March that will be held during Brain Awareness Week, which begins on March 12th. The Provincial Brainstorm competition was supported by Memorial University, the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, and Janssen Ortho Pharmaceuticals.
Well, anyone itching to master a few words in languages such as Arabic, Cantonese, Turkish, or Korean can do so next week when a unique program kicks off on the St. John's campus. The International Student Advising Office is putting together an opportunity for people to embrace some of the world's languages. It's all part of Speed Chat. The event is exactly how it sounds. Participants will have a chance to interact with volunteers at various booths in different languages. Natasha Clark is the office assistant with MUN's International Office. She said the event is a great chance to promote the university and province's multicultural community.
It will represent about 18 languages, but there are over about 63 that are spoken on campus. So it's an excellent opportunity for the campus and as well as the broader community to come out and experience that diverse culture, and also a great opportunity for the students who will be participating to share their mother language and practice that on campus.
Anyone with a fondness for foreign vernacular is encouraged to drop by the event. Speed Chat takes place on Wednesday, February the 28th, from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on the third floor of the University Center. To learn more about the event, check out the latest issue of the Gazette, and be sure to listen to next week's edition of Studio 1024.
A grade 12 student from Marystown has won tuition for his first year of study in the Faculty of Arts. Chris Martin was the winner of the Become Your Future in 400 Words or Less competition, sponsored by Memorial's Faculty of Arts. Become Your Future asks grade 12 students to leap 10 years into the future and report back on where their education in arts has taken them. Mr. Martin went a step further by producing the Future Encyclopedia, which detailed his meteoric rise from his undergraduate studies in history and French, after which he studied education and became a teacher. By the year 2017, Mr. Martin was the Director of Education for the Eastern School Board. From there, he tackled a political career and in 2032 led his party to a majority government and became Prime Minister of Canada. Mr. Martin will launch his fabulous future when he begins attending classes at Memorial next fall. His winning Become Your Future entry can be found on the Faculty of Arts website.
Well, the deadline is looming for the 2007 MUN Volunteer Day Awards. The event, now in its 21st year, recognizes the exemplary efforts of the university's students, faculty, and staff members, as well as voluntary organizations. The event is hosted each year by the Student Volunteer Bureau. Organizers are now busy preparing for the volunteer awards as well as accepting nominations. Citations will be handed out in a number of categories, including Student Volunteer of the Year, Volunteer Staff or Faculty of the Year, and the Volunteer Residence of the Year. Nominations will be accepted until Wednesday, March the 7th, and MUN Volunteer Day takes place on Wednesday, March the 21st from 12 to 2. To learn more about the awards, visit mun.ca/cdel/volunteer or call 737-4301.
There is another busy week coming up with lots of events for faculty, students, staff, alumni, and the community in the week ahead.
On Friday, February the 23rd, Dr. Carol Bream will be presenting a brief information session on the Killam Research Fellowships and the Killam Prizes. This presentation is for the benefit of research administrators and researchers who might be interested in applying for a Killam Fellowship, or for anyone who might be involved with a nomination for one of the Killam Prizes. The presentation takes place from 9:30 to 10:30 in room 2014 of the INCO Innovation Center. Anyone planning to attend the session should contact Elizabeth Williams at elizabethw@mon.ca or call her at 737-4348.
The Bidder Sessions with Fergus Brown of Byrne resume on Monday night at 7:30 at Bidders. Everyone is welcome to bring along an instrument, or you can just come along to listen to traditional tunes and folk music.
Tuesday, February the 27th is your last chance to do the steers with T.A. Loeffler as she prepares for her summit to the top of Mount Everest. This is a great opportunity for participants in this Stairway to Health Challenge to accumulate a lot of floors before the end of the month. T.A. will be training between 8 and 9 a.m. in the Education Building in the stairwell.
Academic information sessions will be held on Wednesday, February 28th. Prospective nursing students can learn more about the nursing program between 1 and 2 in rooms 1043 of the Arts Building, and prospective human kinetics and recreation students can learn more between 1 and 2 in room 1046 of the Arts Building.
Healthy Eating, Healthy Mind, Keeping the Balance Day is being hosted by the University Counseling Center, a division of MUN Student Affairs and Services, on March 1st. On the third floor of the University Center from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., students will have the opportunity to complete an anonymous questionnaire about their eating and exercising habits, talk one-on-one with a health professional, and, if appropriate, receive a referral to support and or treatment services on or off campus. The event, which is open to MUN students, is also part of the Counseling Center's wellness program.
On Saturday, March the 3rd, the men's Seahawks basketball team battles the UPEI Panthers at 7 o'clock at the Fieldhouse.
Well, there are certainly plenty of activities and events to take in here at Memorial. If you'd like to get the word out about your event, visit today.mun.ca and click on the Submit Your Event icon in the top right-hand corner of the screen.
That's just about going to do it for another edition of Studio 1024. Before we sign off for another week, we'd like to say thank you to Memorial's campus radio station, 93.5 FM CHMR, for the use of their studios every week. You can tune into their station online at mun.ca/CHMR.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications. We're located in room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building.
David Sorensen is our producer and Ivan Muzechka is our executive producer.
If you'd like to get in contact with us to make a comment about anything you've heard on this week's show, why not drop us an email? Our address is marcom@mun.ca.
Be sure to check us out online. Surf on over to mun.ca and scroll down to the bottom of the page. There you'll find a link to Studio 1024. All of our shows have been archived on the web.
Well, that's it for another edition of our show. From all of us here at Studio 1024, have a great week, everyone. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. We'll be back in 7 days.